V.
And Alex.
V for bed.
Mm-hmm.
How are you today, Alex?
I'm good. I don't want to go back to work, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, you mean tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Me too. Yawning.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an article for you today about Christmas. So how do you feel about that?
About Christmas?
Why, or about your article? Why you laugh right away?
It's just funny.
Why? It's funny.
Well, it sounds like I got an article. How do you feel about that? What are you going to do about it? Confrontational.
I said that? I'm sorry. Maybe we should start again?
No. No, I'm just kidding. You want to start again?
Beginning?
Yeah.
V.
And Alex.
Before bed. How are you today, Alex?
I'm so good. Oh my god, teacher.
People will know right away that this is your fake voice.
Oh no. Boy howdy, is this my real voice?
Okay, so you ready for go back to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I love work. Oh wow, it's like, why do they even pay me? It's so fun to work.
You want to work for no salary?
Oh, well, if I could, I would, but, you know, the law and everything.
Okay, how do you feel about our last week of work before Christmas? Holiday, Christmas vacation.
It's a short week for both of us. That's
yeah.
Nice.
It's a very short week for both of us. Do you feel excited lately about having Christmas vacation?
Yeah, I'm excited to take a bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
What is your plan?
I got to take an exam, so I'll study for the exam.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Got some doctor's appointments to do.
Okay.
And I'm going to eat some food. Going to hang out with you and mm-hmm. watch some Christmas movies, mm-hmm. bake some cookies,
mm-hmm.
see my friends, play mm-hmm. some games.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna go by fast. There's a lot of stuff we're going to fill it up with.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you will have a fresh start when the vacation's over?
Here's a good rule for you. Before the vacation starts, don't talk about the end of the vacation. I don't want to think about the end of the vacation.
Well, you must, because that's the article about.
Well, okay. That's a great segue. So why don't you tell me what the article's about?
Okay.
So this is going to make me depressed about the end of my vacation?
I don't know.
Okay.
I will check in after our podcast, okay?
All right.
Okay. So the name of the article is All I Want for Christmas. Is it wrong?
Well, I don't think you really committed to singing. You just did a really half-hearted attempt.
But it's actually the wrong lyrics for that sentence. It should be, All I want for Christmas is recovery. So that is the name of the article.
Okay.
The article is about the well-being of the employees through 4 weeks before Christmas holiday, during Christmas, and then 10 weeks after Christmas. So they're looking for what kind of factors that help the employees feel positive or feel negative during this period of time. So they have 3 period of time before Christmas holiday, during Christmas, and then 10 weeks after Christmas.
Okay.
And this is interesting, but I think it has a lot of limitation. Firstly, it's just you self-reported survey. So it's about feeling, right? But they use survey only. So it's all quantitative data. Mm-hmm. So there's no interview. There's no open-ended questions. That's one of the limitations I can feel. But they give really informative information about the well-being during this period of time and how the vacation feeling faded away after.
Okay.
The article has 3 hypotheses. Also, they are the 3 factors that impact the positive or negative feeling of the employees.
Okay.
The first hypothesis is about the anticipation of Christmas. So The employees that love to have Christmas, they have more positive feeling before, during, and after the vacation. Okay? The second hypothesis is,
The people who love Christmas anticipate it more?
yeah.
That's obvious. That's like saying if I step in water, I'm gonna get wet. I don't understand what. So people who are excited about Christmas enjoy Christmas more.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you don't need to do a research study for that.
I think it makes sense because, for example, me myself, I'm not really a person who really expect Christmas, but I expect some time to be away from work with you, right? So I have really high expectation for the vacation. But then COVID happened and we could not travel and we changed the
Right,
plan.
because
So this applied to my feeling.
you don't have the true Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I
And
don't
when we
have that.
watch The Grinch, then you will have it.
Okay, but I
The
think
original Grinch, the cartoon one.
okay,
You
but
watch it?
I don't think so. The original one is
Not Jim Carrey.
not Jim Carrey one?
No.
Okay, then I don't think
Oh
I
my gosh.
did.
And Charlie Brown Christmas?
No.
You never watched it?
No.
Oh my god.
Okay, so let's watch it together.
Little Snowman or whatever the fuck?
Don't use the F.
Since when are we having no swear words on the podcast?
Okay. I don't edit much. Okay, continue. So, yeah, let's watch those show together. But this applied to my feeling for real. When we cancel our trip, this vacation, I really didn't enjoy the work before vacation that much.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and then we change our plan and we did more decoration and we prepare more presents for people to send out. And it's kind of like build up my feeling again, but I may say this, it did impact my feeling about the vacation. It's like no expectation anymore.
That's good. I'm excited.
Excited about what?
Low expectation.
Low expectation?
Yeah, low expectation is awesome. We're gonna do a lot of like little stuff that's really fun because your expectations are low.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And so it's telling me that it's a negative effect happened to me right now, and it may happen during Christmas and then after Christmas. So your job is really heavy.
We're having a lot of Christmas-related podcasts. No,
This is the second one.
I was thinking of the birthday one. Because I was thinking about gifts and stuff.
Okay, move on to the second factor. The second factor is work-related and personal unfinished tasks before Christmas. So they believe that people that try to have a good start and try to finish all the tasks before Christmas feel more positive to have the vacation.
That's so interesting.
And then after that, because all the task is already
Done?
done, so they feel positive, even the vacation pass away and the slow down fade out effect is lower.
Okay. Yeah, I don't relate to that.
And why is that?
It doesn't matter if I'm done work for 2 weeks, I'm done work for 2 weeks. If I'm halfway through a project, if I'm a quarter of the way through a project, if I'm 100% of the way through a project, doesn't matter.
Okay, so you don't feel it's a kind of pressure?
No. And if you live that way, you'll never be free from your work.
Well, it's also happening to me because I have a project. The deadline of the project is the 31st of December. You can understand that I need to keep track of the emails some days during the vacation and also after the vacation a little bit. And maybe has a better New Year's Eve, but not for Christmas. This is my feeling right now. So I imagine that if I can finish all the work on the task before my vacation starts, that would be better.
I get what you're saying. I guess what I'm saying is the reason why I don't care is because I have a very strong philosophy about how I interact with the company in regards to I'm an employee and my company is my employer, and if I work for the hours that I'm paid to work only. Now I've kind of stretched that in this job because I want to make a good impression. Doing project-based work, I'll put in the extra hours. But when it comes to a very specific thing like vacation time, that's a time where I'm going to turn my laptop off for 2 weeks and never open it. And those are choices you have to make. Those are just choices you have to make. And I understand it's not always easy to make those choices. I'm sure there'll be times in my life where it's hard for me to make those choices too. But I guess another thing I'm saying is that you never finish your tasks. It doesn't happen.
It's
It's never
true.
happened to me in any job.
It's true.
Like, it's never going to be like, oh, I 100% finished everything right before Christmas. And then you dust off your hands and see you later, guys. Everything's going to run 100% smoothly for 2 weeks and there's going to be no more work. It's never happened in the history of anything. So you have to, you have to make your peace with that.
It's true. Okay. And one more interesting information is that actually personal unfinished tasks impact more than work-related
What's
tasks.
a personal unfinished task?
So you need to prepare for the kids, prepare the present for the kids, prepare meals. I don't know. Especially I don't say that woman would be more get more pressure, but it seemed like that.
Yeah, maybe in traditional situation.
Like it's happened to us that every week we need to know that okay, this week we need to send out a present, this week we need to send out the
Yeah.
letters, so we need to prepare the present
That
before sending out.
that's a good point because I made sure to send out all the letters and the presents and get your present before Christmas break started.
But it's a fun part of it. It's
It's
just
a
an
fun part of
example.
it. No, it's a fun part of it, but I don't want to be fighting deadlines.
Oh, okay.
So I'm glad that we did all that now so I can
Yeah,
enjoy
we
my break.
did. We blend really well there.
Yeah.
The final factors is the relaxation and detachment during Christmas. So which means that people that enjoy Christmas more and don't really work during Christmas, they will have positive feeling, and there's a lot of good effect after Christmas happened to them.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to take my test. That's gonna really F with my Christmas relaxation.
Yeah, I feel so worried about that because everything is so uncertain, right? Your test, and then I'm not sure that we can see your friends. So everything happened between us, we kind of can control, but not everything. Okay, so that is the future we don't know yet. Maybe after that we can reflect and have another podcast about this article again.
Yeah, we can have a Christmas review.
Yeah, that's it. That's all about the article. How do you think about that?
I've been thinking a lot about Christmas cookies and what kind of cookies we're gonna make. Excited about it.
We didn't prepare anything. Like, did you plan to prepare any dough?
Oh, well, I'm not gonna do that now. That's gonna be like an activity for Christmas break. Like,
Cool. We even don't have any
I'm
tools.
gonna buy it. I'm gonna go out, go for some shopping, secondhand hunt for a mixer, get the dough shit. I'm gonna Google and YouTube how to make it, see some easy recipes.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, you want to do the gingerbread man house or something? The cookies.
Yeah, that one's more like we'll just buy a kit for that maybe. But I'm more interested in making some actual cookies. I've never made cookies, so I never baked anything in my life.
Okay, that's really a good project for you. I can show you how to do that. But I do recommend you to buy the dough.
Pre-made?
Yeah, pre-made.
Probably.
Is it easier, faster?
Sure.
But if you do everything, want to do everything from scratch, well, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we need to buy matcha powder. I want to have matcha cookies.
I hate matcha. You do matcha once.
Who's on earth that hates matcha?
And the other thing we can do is if we bake a lot, we can give them to people. And that'll be fine.
No.
What are you
We
talking about?
cannot risk their health.
Not gonna cough on them.
You don't know that. Like, it's so hard to tell somebody that, oh, this is what we made and enjoy Christmas. They'd be sensitive.
What do you think when if we order from a restaurant and they make it for us?
It's risky. How can you know that they didn't cough in the food?
Well, I mean, you can probably Google it. I doubt it survives that long on surfaces.
You can, but I heard about that, so we hope that they really have good regulation and they follow the restriction during COVID and
Ah, it
doing a good job.
can stay for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to leave it out for 72 hours before you can eat it. Put it in the quarant put the cookies in quarantine for 72 hours. That's the
Okay.
longest that it can possibly live.
72 hours.
On plastic, it says.
Okay.
So COVID, 72 hours on plastic and steel. 4 hours on copper, 24 hours on cardboard.
This is information for everyone.
That is COVID from the World Health Organization. So
Okay. How about
you'll
on
learn something today.
how about on cookies?
I think on
Food surface.
food. Few hours to a few days is what this BC, the grocery store. I mean, if. Yeah, that's interesting to think about, huh?
Yeah, that's good for you to know, huh?
So it says it is not believed that the virus is transmitted by eating contaminated foods. So no, basically, you don't spread COVID by eating food that's
But you touch
contaminated.
your cookies and then you touch your eyes.
No. It's saying it's not believed that it lives on food. That's not the way the transmission happens. It's saying that it basically it submitted most, almost always by droplets from a person to person. So it's unlikely that it ever gets transmitted from person to thing to person.
Huh?
So it says there is no evidence that COVID is spread through food made by infected people. COVID-19 is spread. That's really good to know.
This is really good to know. Yeah, we provide good
So
information
I'm going to
today.
screenshot this and put it on my cookie box.
Okay. Good job today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Bye
Bye-bye, Andoy.
bye. Do I? Soup ngày đói.